CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is now GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It is Sunday, the 20th of July, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB launches GB70 RS Awards to celebrate 70 years of GB2 RS. The new Volunteer RSGB STEM Champion is announced, and you can visit the RSGB National Radio Centre during the summer holidays. The RSGB's weekly news broadcast, GB2 RS, is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. To mark the occasion, the Society is inviting you to collect awards for listening and logging GB2RS news broadcasts between Friday the 1st of August and Tuesday the 30th of September. There are four categories, including a basic listener award and a regular listener award. Full details of the programme, the rules and how to apply for your certificate are available by searching GB70RS at qrz.com. To read about the awards and wider celebrations that are taking place for the 70th anniversary of GB2RS, go to rsgb.org/GB70RS. RSGB Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, has appointed Ian Stevenson, G3YNU, as the Volunteer RSGB STEM Champion. This new role fits with the RSGB strategy to bring amateur radio to new audiences and to highlight the link between amateur radio and science, technology, engineering and maths. Ian brings a wealth of experience to this role, having been a mathematics teacher for 10 years, with a further 23 years in higher education as a senior lecturer in ICT and education, which introduced classroom activities that connect amateur radio with school curricula. The project was established following Tim Peake's Principia mission to the International Space Station, which included 10 UK ARIS contacts. Ian also played a pivotal role in establishing the RSGB School Links project, which introduced classroom activities that connect with amateur radio with the school curricula. The project was established following Tim Peake's Principia mission to the International Space Station, which included 10 UK ARIS school contacts during Tim's time in space. In his new RSGB role, Ian is enthusiastic about fostering close ties with STEM organisations and STEM ambassadors across the UK, including those already engaged with the RSGB. If you'd like to contact Ian to share suggestions that may enhance the RSGB's STEM outreach programme, you can contact him via stem.champion@rsgb.org.uk. If you're looking for an activity to keep the children busy during the summer holidays, why not plan a visit to the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park. The knowledgeable and welcoming volunteers will be on hand to give an introduction to radio technology, how it works, and why it's still relevant today. There are interactive displays as well as the opportunity to get a certificate for sending your name in Morse code. There will also be three more of the successful Spy Transmitter events during the summer, so keep an eye on the Bletchley Park website and the RSGB comms channels if you'd like to take part. Start planning your visit by going to rsgb.org/November Romeo Charlie. Don't forget that as a membership benefit, RSGB members can visit the world famous Bletchley Park Estate, including the RSGB National Radio Centre, for free. Download your voucher by going to rsgb.org/BP voucher. Did you know that the Radio Communications Foundation offers funding to young people who need help with the Foundation license exam fee? They need to be under the age of 21 and in full-time education. If you know someone who may be eligible, help spread the word and promote this program. To find out more and submit an application, go to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra Foundation.co.uk and select RCF Grants from the submenu. This year marked the centenary of the unique mechanical Alexanderson alternator transmitter at Graviton near Varberg, Sweden. GB2RS newsreader and NRC volunteer Brian Hardy, G4BIP, travelled to Sweden for a special 70th birthday trip with his partner Hilary, G7SOI. On the 2nd of July, they were able to watch SAQ being operated on a frequency of 17.2 kHz as part of the celebration. Brian was even allowed to key up the station in advance of the formal transmission and send some test messages, despite SAQ having a power output of 80 kilowatts. Nobody came back to his CQ call. However, it was a big tick on his bucket list. The station is usually fired up twice a year and is well worth a visit. You can discover much more, including a fascinating YouTube video of the centenary event via alexander.n.se. The UK 6 Meter Group's AGM will be held via Zoom on Sunday the 27th of July 2025 at 1700 UTC. The AGM will include receiving the group's financial report, presentation of officers' reports and elections, and for more information about the group, visit uksmg.org. Don't forget that 145 Alive is taking place today from 12 noon until 3 p.m. According to the organisers, there will be 47 individual nets on the air from diverse high points all over the UK and Ireland with over 1,000 participants. To take part, all you need to do is to call into a local net and make contact with others on the 2 meter band. You can find more information on the 145, that's new rules, 145 Alive page. Alternatively, you can email numerals 145 and then aliveuk@gmail.com. Now for details of rallies and events. Well, there's two on today, far too far away, but the Wiltshire Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 27th of July, that's next week, at Kington Langley Village Hall, Church Road, Kington Langley, Sierra November 15, 5 November Juliet. The doors open for traders at 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. for visitors. Refreshments will be available on site. You can find out more by visiting chippenhamradio.club. Now the special event news. Special call sign. Delta Lima Zero, Sierra Oscar Papa, is active until the 31st of July for the 67th edition of the Sea of Peace Award. More details about the award are available via tinyurl.com/Sea of Peace. That's S-E-A, Sea of Peace. QSL via club logs OQRS, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Celebrating the 60th anniversary of Singapore becoming an independent republic on the 9th of August 1965, Singapore Amateur Transmitting Society's members are allowed to replace their normal prefix, 9 Victor 1, with the special prefix, Sierra 60, until the 9th of August. So if you want to put some S60 calls in your log, now is the time to try. And the DX News, Michael, VE2XV is active as Tango Foxtrot, slash Victor Echo 2 X-ray Bravo from Olafsvik, Iceland, EU021, until the 25th of July. He's offering CW and SSV on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Michael's home call. The India Papa 1 X-ray team will be accessed from Gallinara Island, EU083, on the 26th and 27th of July. The team will operate CW and SSV on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via OQRS, via the Bureau, or direct to IU1JCZ. More information is available at qrz.com. Now the contest news. Today, the RSGB International Low Power Contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC. Using CW on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and transmitted power. On Tuesday the 22nd, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC. Using ALMOS on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 24th, the RSGB 80 meter club championship data contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using RITI and PSK63 on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The RSGB IOTA contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 26th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 27th of July. Using CW and SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and IOTA reference. On Sunday the 27th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using ALMOS on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 17th of July. Space weather has been a bit like our terrestrial weather this week. We've had sunspots, some C-class solar flares, some coronal mass ejections, and a large coronal hole. Unsettled, you could say. Luckily, the coronal mass ejections were not Earth-directed, but the KP index did rise to 5 on the 15th of July and again late on the 16th of July. The large coronal hole, which may have been responsible, is well south on the Sun's surface and should rotate out of Earth's view by the beginning of the coming week. Meanwhile, the Sun appears to have woken up, spot-wise, with 11 groups on the 17th of July. Four of these were classed as growing, while two were stable and three are declining. Two groups are unclassified at this time. This resulted in an increase in the solar flux index to 152 on Thursday the 17th. Overall, this means quite reasonable HF conditions considering the time of year. Recent DX spotted includes JW0V, the expedition to Svalbard on both SSV and FT8, and C93RRC in Mozambique on 17 meters CW, plus 30, 20 and 10 meters FT8. Conditions have been up and down, with daytime maximum usable frequencies, MUFs, over a 3,000 kilometer path reaching 28 megahertz at times, but then quickly declining to 18 or 19 megahertz 10 minutes later. All we can advise is to keep listening. Nighttime MUS over a 3,000 kilometer path have generally been exceeding 10 megahertz and occasionally reaching 14 megahertz. We may start to see nighttime 40 megahertz openings tailing off as we head into late July. Next week, NOAA is a little pessimistic, with a predicted solar flux index in the range of 118 to 130. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions with a possible KP index of 4 are forecast for Tuesday, the 22nd of July. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The unsettled weather over this weekend will continue through the first part of the coming week. Some of the rain will be heavy, possibly thundery, so there's a good chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. After midweek, the pattern may change enough for a weak ridge of high pressure to build up close to the UK, and this may offer some tropo opportunities. It may not be strong enough for it to persist through the warmth of a July day. Most places will have better tropo prospects overnight. Solar conditions have recently triggered a steady stream of aurora alerts, and we should probably expect similar in the coming week. Meteor scatter is often on people's minds during late summer, since we've two showers towards the end of this month, and of course next month's Perseids. This month, both the Delta Aquarius and Alpha Capricornids peak around the 30th of July, but we're already in the broad spread of dates for activity. Sporadic is still happening on most days, somewhere within Europe, but even UK stations can expect regular FT8 activity with a fair chance of CW or SSB for stronger events. Last Wednesday saw another early afternoon opening into United States. These stronger events need a low KP index below 3, with some jet stream activity to generate turbulence that can spread upwards to the E region. In the coming week, we will certainly have some jet stream activity, so it should be worth monitoring your favourite beacons for activity. In fact, it's always helpful to have a list of beacons at the ready to cover the range of directions. For example, one in Finland, one in Poland, Hungary, Italy, and Spain. That should cover it. Moon declination is positive again, reaching maximum on Tuesday the 22nd, with associated long moon windows and high peak elevation. Fast losses continue to fall until perigee today. 144 megs sky noise is moderate, but Thursday the 24th sees the sun and moon close in the sky until early the following day. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note the details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. And this week I'm reading full entries for the clubs that I think may be able to hear me on 2 meters. So we start with the southwest. That means Bristol, really. Galdano Amateur Radio Club meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. And Malcolm, G4KPM, is the contact on gordanoradio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m, talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all, that's members and non-members. Contact is via nbarc.org.uk. And Dave, G7BYN, is on 07533-933-831. Sean Hampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday, and the club meets every Friday from 7 p.m. Colin, G3YHV, on 0117-982-3822. His contact, and I think secretary at charhampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk, and there's a website, charhampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club's running an online foundation license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie 25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For more details, see the club's website and Facebook pages, or email secretary at Tango Sierra Golf or from RomeoCharlie.uk. Weston-super-Mare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Weston-super-Mare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, email westonradiosociety@gmail.com. Now for Wales, Bury Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sunny Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP, from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 145.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, on 07900 560080, or you can email sierra.charliealphawhiskey@sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3.706 MHz from 12 p.m. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Friday sees a meeting at Isluin High School, NP120NU. Contact is Mark, 2W1MRK, on 0792-336-885. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown's Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users. And the contact is, well, there's the web, golfwhiskey4limawhiskeyzulu.co.uk. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. New and old members are always welcome. The Society has a fully equipped shack for member use, and it also houses the GB3YA repeater with an Echolink connection via the GB3YA-R. Both are owned and maintained by the club. Why not join the Monday evening at on 145.7125 MHz instant repeater, CTCSS 94.8, split 600 kHz, and they're there from 7:30 p.m. To find out more, visit the club website at mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club, and the contact is Ken Smith on 07411 555 103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. The club is pleased to announce the turning on of GB7GE, Golf Bravo 7 Golf Echo. This repeater is running a mixed analog FM and Brandmeister DMR. The club would like to thank GW8HWS for the very kind equipment donation to make this possible. And the contact is via Hotel, Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 7.1 MHz from 10 a.m. Tomorrow, the 21st, there'll be a digital net on XLX135N from 8 p.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 MHz from 8 p.m. Thursday, save the clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. For more information, see Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu whiskey.org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2foxtrotoscarfoxtrot.co.uk all day. MW0PBD is contact on 073-94-994-555. And on Tuesday, Aside Amateur Radio Club will hold the club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30pm. On Fridays, there's a net on 145.525MHz from 7pm. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. And the contact is askside@newport.gmail.com. And there's also a website, askside@alfaromeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GP2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GP2RS, Radcon Magazine and the RCB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and the deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be opened after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS News team.